USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler was not too happy that former White House counsel Don McGahn was a no-show.
Let me be clear. This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it. We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness. We will not allow the president to block congressional subpoenas, putting himself and his allies above the law.
Nadler says the committee will vote to hold McGahn in contempt of Congress. Now, McGahn has already spoke at length, at least 30 hours, to special counsel Robert Mueller's team regarding the Russia interference in the 2016 election. Senators will get a classified briefing on the situation with Iran on Tuesday. The closed-door briefing will be conducted by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tornadoes and flooding conditions continue to sweep across parts of the United States. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At least five states have tornado watches in place again as more severe weather is rolling across the plains and Midwest. The National Weather Service says high winds and hail could arrive again before the tornadoes threaten parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois.
Minnesota's legislator approves the bill aimed at fighting the state's opioid crisis. The bill imposes sharply higher fees on drug makers and distributors to raise about $20 million per year. That money will be used to reduce opioid deaths and overdoses and help pay for child protective costs resulting from families that are hurt by the crisis. State Representative Dave Baker says it's an important step, but now they have to make sure the money gets where it's supposed to go.
It's going to take us a little while to bring the money in. I sure as heck hope there aren't going to be any funny shenanigans from people outside of this room that make this difficult for us to try to bring in some money.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Almost 2 million Americans will graduate this year with a bachelor's degree, but each student will have an average student loan debt of just over $33,000. CBS News financial analyst Jill Schlesinger joins CBS this morning and has some tips on what college grads and their families can do to prioritize paying off that debt.
I think the first thing you have to do is start tracking your money. So encourage your kids to get one of these apps. And there are lots of free ones. There are free ones from banks. There's Mint.com. There's Clarity Money. Find out what's coming in, what's going out. Now you're going to build in that student loan debt. Yeah. And you really want to try to figure out how many loans do you have outstanding? What is actually the interest rate of each of those loans? And while those companies are going to give you the minimum that's due, you want to pay more than the minimum. The only way you can figure out how much more is to track that money going in and out.
Schlesinger also believes paying down debt quickly and saving for retirement are key.
If you've got large outstanding student loans, you want to put a little bit more extra money down on those loans if you can. But on the other hand, if you've got a company that has a matching component to your retirement plan, you want to at least put a little bit of money there. So a little bit of everything.
Game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals take place tonight in Toronto, where the Toronto Raptors will host the Milwaukee Bucks. Currently, the Bucks lead that series 2-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.